Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if you believe me.
I got to buckle in. Hold on.
Yeah, this is a buckle in for sure episode.
Oh, no. All right. This is like when you're going up the amusement park ride, you know, the roller coaster. It's going kink, 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 kink. Oh, no, you know, it's coming. Here
or
we go.
When you're, it's a horror movie and you're inside the house and then turns out the guy is inside the house too. So it's unbelievable. But
oh no!
If I were to ask you who spent more on lobbyists inside California, Chevron or PG&E in 2023?
Obviously, it's got to be PG&E.
Well, Chevron is like 100 times the size of PG&E.
Okay,
but yeah, PG&E outspent. It was a record year for lobbying in California. Congratulations, everybody. So in any event, yeah, PG&E spent, $5,000,049. Where is that? Anyway, it's crazy. They outspent Chevron by about $400,000. So. So I wonder what they could have been spending money on, but that was nuts. And this is from an article in Cal Matters, but yeah, that's it's unbelievable. And the solar industry, I don't think spent more than $100. It's not even the top 1,000. Yeah, not great. But yeah, that's not a good, you know, if you want to get things done, you know, this is, unfortunately, you have to spend money on these lobbyists who then spend money on the state legislature and meetings and whatever else they get and how they go in, you know, making $183,000 a year. And then they are, you know, worth $100 million. So amazing how this happens. But
yep.
In any event, but that was the first one. And then secondly, this just came out yesterday. There is a California Assembly member, Damon mm-hmm. Connolly from San Rafael, and he is introducing legislation to repeal the NEM 3.0. So, hooray.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know there was such, is that possible?
Well, I imagine it is possible and that people, you know, that the legislatures could get together and say, hey, where you need to repeal this. Because it is through the CPUC and not with PG&E directly. So CPUC is California Public Utilities Commission. And so,
okay.
But yeah, he's actually saying, yeah, we've been talking with lots of North Bay residents and Californians all over the state. They're not happy.
Wow.
So this is pretty bad.
Let's get him on the podcast, Jamie. Let's get our crack producers on this.
Yeah, we might be able to track him down. And then the other big one, last year we talked about prevailing wage for commercial solar projects.
Yep, I remember.
And, yep, and so now everyone was like, well, that's really odd. How is this ever going to be enforced? And everyone in the solar industry just kind of rolled their eyes and said, oh, yeah, whatever. Well, it's getting enforced.
Really? Already?
Already. Yeah. So
go back, explain what this is about for others.
So in general, or before January 1st, if you had a commercial project, so over 15 kilowatts, so that's about 27 solar panels, you could have a solar company come out and install solar on your roof or a parking structure or ground mount, and you would not be subject to prevailing wage, which is essentially union scale, so way higher than what the solar industry pays. The solar industry still pays very well, but not at union electrician levels. And there's a tremendous amount of documentation that has to be filed with the state on every project. And so not only do you have to pay your employees more, which is great, but you also have to basically have a full-time person that is filing these reports, tracking the reports, doing all the revisions, sending them back. So it's a pretty big change. Mm-hmm. And this went into effect, I believe it's AB 2143. And we let all of our commercial clients know, hey, don't mess around. If you want to go solar, you need to. And they thought, this is just another high pressure sales tactic. But right. Just had our first one today where we tried to submit to PG&E. And PG&E says, where's your prevailing wage certificate? Meaning that you have to have the customer sign off on it. And it's very harsh. And so the contractor can be fined and license revoked and subject to all the penalties and everything, plus the customer can have their generation, basically they can have that revoked. So their permission to operate can be pulled back from PG&E. And so if they want to be on the grid, then they need this certification. If they want to be off the grid, they don't necessarily need it, but almost every business has to be on the grid. So it's crazy. It is crazy because this, we had a $600,000 project, and with this prevailing wage, essentially the labor costs doubled. And so now that $600,000 project is $900,000 because the solar panels, the equipment stays the same. And I was kind of, this would be the equivalent to, say you had a air conditioning company or a roofing company, and, you have roofers or HVAC technicians, and then all of a sudden overnight, January 1st, you now have to pay them prevailing wage on any large project. So not really residential, but any commercial project, so if you walk into a Costco and you have a roof on there, well, now that, if the equivalent happened in those industries, it, double the cost because it's almost all labor on those. And so, a $300,000 roofing project goes to $600,000, and you're like, well, what, how and why? But solar is getting, unfortunately, between the NEM 3.0 interest rates, which are still extraordinarily high, and now the prevailing wage requirement, it seems very structural that solar is gonna have a really difficult time continuing. So in California, and as I always say, everyone across the country listening, California is just the starting point. And these utility companies, they don't fool around. And the electricians union that filed the, kind of lobbied for the prevailing wage, there's commercial electricians all over the country. And so they really want to bring those jobs into union shops or union electricians so they can compete with the smaller companies. But so we will see what happens, but it is ouch. So the other odd part is that, okay, so this project, let's just say it goes to $1 million, the one I was talking about. Mm-hmm. The tax credit still stays at 30%. So instead of him getting the tax credit at the $600,000 level, $200,000, now he'll be getting a $300,000 tax credit. So it's kind of hurting the government because there's more of a tax credit and more depreciation expense. And there's no regulation, no perceived regulation on the electricity costs that are going up and up and up. And so in summer, it's already for these rate codes, the tariffs that they call them, that commercial, even medium-sized ones pay, they're going to be upwards of 64 cents a kilowatt hour. And comparatively, you know, in the last couple of years, they were around 35 cents, 40 cents. And so it's staggering, the increases. They'll still be motivated to go solar. It's just going to be like, oh my God, how did this project go from, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 up to 500,000 overnight? And, you know, here's the penalties. Yeah, if you do not. And so, you know, we're notifying all of our commercial projects that, you know, taking their time thinking about it, and letting them know that, well, you thought about it and you took your time too late. And, you know, if you do want to proceed, we have to requote. And so, ouch, not fun. And, you know, I get a lot of feedback that we need to be more upbeat on this podcast. And
it's tough.
That is my intention, to be upbeat for sure. However, you know, so hopefully get some relief. Maybe Damon Connolly from San Rafael, the California Assemblyman, we can connect with him and say, hey, you know, that's nice that the NEM 3.0, you're looking to get that one reversed or repealed. But this one, this prevailing wage one is really a, that's kind of the guillotine on the at least on the commercial solar industry. And there are lots and lots of those projects that are out there. And that would be brutal because, you know, everyone who has solar now, if solar disappeared, there's no one to service these systems that are out there. And there's hundreds of thousands of systems and they don't just happen. They do need servicing, and commercial projects, especially, they generally need at least semi-annual checks, and just to keep them, make sure they're going and make sure the solar inverters are working and squirrels aren't eating the wires and
all the maintenance for these,
all of these things that can happen that shouldn't happen. But if they do happen and there's no company that can service them, or, you know, they're just too busy or whatever it is, but, it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out. But, ouch, this, the CPUC, and the legislature are legislating solar away, and not enough is being talked about it. But, you know, like I said, if you had an HVAC company and then all of a sudden overnight, you know, you had to double or triple your costs, you know, people would say, well, I guess that's what it costs because I need air conditioning. I need heating. I can't survive. But maybe I don't. And if it's going to cost, you know, instead of $15,000 to replace the air conditioner, what if it costs $45,000? You're like, what?
Wow.
You know, it's like, yeah, exactly. And interest rates are, you know, 6%, 7%, 9%. And so then they say, okay, well, you know, my payment on my air conditioner is going to be more than my electricity bill, but not for long because that electricity bill will get much, much higher as well. So it is all very strange, all very, it feels like it's structural. I don't think it's structural. I think it's just happening, just evolving this way. And we might get to the finish line and say, hey, why did this happen? And so hopefully, yeah, Damon Connolly could be a good resource for the solar industry to hopefully protect, you know, get somebody on the solar side. Because apparently, you know, not spending $13 million a year on lobbyists was a big mistake. So maybe we should get that going. But I know there's some giant solar industries or solar companies that are out there that are making, well, probably not anymore. They're not making millions and millions of dollars, but they probably need to get on top of this. Otherwise, there won't be much left. And it's kind of sad because solar is such a great, you know, like we've talked before, you know, there's, with everything going up, solar is really one of the only things that can help you offset the costs of living in California and, you know, soon everywhere else, because you know, everything's getting more expensive, but solar was a good alternative where you could produce your own power. And I know I've been talking for a while, so Adam, do you have any questions?
I know I brought up, I mean, recently anyway, I've spoken to friends and I've let them know about the prevailing wage thing, and they all just have question marks above their head. They're like, prevailing, what's that?
Yeah.
And I have to explain a little bit about how this is defined, right? Yep. The commercial project and how that could actually also mean residential project. Mm-hmm. And then you see the alarm spread across their face.
For sure.
If they don't have solar, and I'm like, yeah, you know, on our house now, we're going to have like 40 panels. So, you're going to be in that situation too, because your house is double the size of mine, or, you know. So anyway, that is shocking. I don't think there's not any outcry about this. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to be a lot known about this.
Well, Sesame obviously objects, but it is, and it's going to be one of those where you know, we were invited to bid a gigantic solar project, and it'll be an amazing project, and it's looking good for us, which is great.
Yep.
At the same time, it is really expensive. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, they had already, we blew through their max budget and kind of like the first few projects with them, and they have several projects, and they're like, oh boy, this can be a lot more than we thought. But they still need to do it because they realize this is just a start, really, with electricity prices. You know, could they be, you know, if their bills now are $40,000 a month for one, you know, one of their meters, you know, could it get to $80,000 a month? And what would that look like for them when they can't pass those costs along to their, you know, to their tenants or whatever. So it's very interesting. And maybe, you know, business degree candidates will be looking at this as a case to see how the solar industry was dismantled in years to come. But I don't think it will be. I think it will still be here and still be moving forward, because everyone still needs electricity. And we just had a client, he and his wife both have a Tesla, and they commute about 60 miles each way every day. And, you know, they got their first full electricity bill, and it was $1,600, and it had never been more than $300. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they were like, that's what they said. They felt, and they called PG&E, how could this be? And they said, this is what you're using. I mean, you're charging up two giant electric vehicles every night. And, you know, you're driving you're driving them a lot. And so that's just what it costs. And he said, yeah, it's still less than gasoline, but not by much. And so it's like I said, it's going to be very interesting. You know, we can't get solar installed fast enough. His case is a little bit different, but anyway, it's a whole process. It's a whole, we will get through this and everything's going to be fine eventually. But in the meantime, if you haven't got solar, like I always say, no better time than right now. but we'll see how it goes. Because things appear to be, especially commercial solar, appears to be really close to being, at least tabled for a year or 2 years, while things possibly shake out with interest rates and possibly shake out with NEM 3.0, and then possibly this prevailing wage can get turned around. So, because it is kind of unnecessary. So in any event, that's where we're at. Yeah, I told you, action-packed show today. Action-packed.
Oh,
so we're going super late.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I just keep talking and talking. So
that's all right, we're going to wrap it up there.
Yep.
Okay, if you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there, and Jamie will be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. Make sure it's an upbeat, positive question with great positive answers, possibly. Anyway, if you have other questions that you think we may have answered, go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to a library of our past episodes. And you can do search there as well. So these podcasts go back. Jamie's been doing these for 5+ years, so chances are he has answered all of your questions. In any case, after you do all that, please, wherever you downloaded this podcast, please give us a 5-star review. And until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, Got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.